In western Kansas, you can find the foundations of an old Native American settlement. Perhaps that doesn't seem too out of the ordinary until you dig a little deeper and find that this type of dwelling doesn't belong in Kansas, but instead belongs to tribes from states away. The interesting tale is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
There were many Plains Indian tribes that moved through western Kansas, but here just north of Scott City, you'll find the remnants of a far different Native American settlement.
This was the most northeastern Pueblo and the only one ever discovered in Kansas.
You often think of Pueblos being built in the southwestern U.S., sometimes attached to canyon walls. But as Denny Segrist explains, this dwelling in western Kansas was far from the traditional home of most of the Pueblo-building tribes.
It was constructed of adobe brick and native stone. The dimensions were 50 by 32 foot. It was a one-story structure, probably about 10 foot high, maybe 12 foot high, with probably an 8-foot inside ceiling.
There was another interesting feature of this Pueblo.
There were no outside entrances to it. They had to use ladders to go on top and ladders to go down inside. And at night, they would pull that ladder up, the outside ladder, and it'd be just like a fort then to them.
It is believed the Pueblo was built around the year 1650 from a tribe originating in today's New Mexico.
We don't know how many people at one time lived here, but we know over a period of time there were over 1,500 people in and out of here, and at one time it was even used as a trading post by some French traders.
Some say this became the first European settlement in the state of Kansas when French traders took over the site in the 1600s. But there are still many questions. Why did Pueblo-building natives come as far north and east as today's western Kansas to build their homes? Why did they leave, and what were their interactions with the French who first encountered them? The answers next time as we travel the countryside in Scott City, Kansas. I'm Andrew McRae.